Loneliness. Today we're going to speak about the fear of being lonely, the fear of being rejected. Not all loneliness is from being alone. Many people are very lonely even though they're surrounded by people. They might have a business, a job, or an activity that has to deal with people, but what they feel inside, the feeling of numbness, the feeling of loneliness, is something that very often these people cannot find the way to heal. So we cannot fully connect with another person or with other people in general when we are disconnected from ourselves. So the number one question that comes from this short conversation is, how can we feel that we are connected with ourselves so as to allow other people to connect with ourselves and we ourselves to connect with others? So it's the connection with others that takes away loneliness. We think that when we are connecting with other people, the fact of connecting with other people will make us feel more full, more happy, more joyful. But the truth is that we cannot really and fully connect with other people unless we are connected with our divine self, unless we are connected with our heart, unless we're connected with our higher selves or with God. God meant in the spiritual, from the spiritual meaning. So learning to connect with your own inner world and with your higher self is the same as saying that you are connecting with the source. You are connecting with the source of spiritual guidance, of your wisdom, of your inner wisdom. And in that case, when you do that in a very easy way, you cannot feel alone. So it is vital for us to automatically know how to remember that we are not alone and we are never alone. So the fear of being alone is based on an illusion. While we can connect somewhat with other people intellectually, spiritually, even heart to heart, this is not what takes away the feeling of loneliness and emptiness. So loneliness vanishes when we connect with each other from our hearts. But really, loneliness vanishes when we connect with each other through the divine. So if you want to learn more on how to do that, if you want to learn how to feel always protected, connected, guided, you're invited to send me an email under this message, under this audio clip, or under this message if you are reading the email. And I will be very happy to share with you a very easy method on how to remember and to constantly be aware of your connection with your divine self. Thank you for listening. Bye.